We are 7 minutes in front of 2 o'clock. Lieutenant Dan live in the 1RPM studio and bringing in some old friends. We got Sue Ford White, executive director at Our Kids, and Holly Gallion, a nurse practitioner and clinic director at Our Kids. It's that time of year where we talk Soup Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
It's so much fun and just the best cause. And we get to go out there every year and eat as much soup as we can. And we've seen it change over the years. Is this true? This is the 25th anniversary of Soup Sunday?
Yes, it is.
How the heck did that happen?
I know. It's such a fantastic event and everybody loves it so much. Where else can you go to potentially, eat 50 different soups from 50 different restaurants? Fantastic. Nobody leaves hungry.
No.
I know. Well, and they keep inviting you back to Nissan Stadium. Club Level West is just an elegant place to be. And for the past few years, you've limited the ticket so that's not long lines. Just a great experience
yes.
out there.
Yes.
And for a great cause. And so today we've brought in Holly along with Sue to talk about Our Kids and the mission of Our Kids. It is about raising awareness, this event about raising awareness for our kids and what you guys do. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Our Kids, we're in our 31st year. We provide medical evaluations and crisis counseling in response to child sexual abuse. And, we're one of the largest clinics of our kind in the country. Every year we evaluate over 800 children. And I think that, where we're coming from is, we have got to have the adult world believe that child sexual abuse actually happens. I mean, what would you do if I told you that, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 7 boys experience some form of child sexual abuse before age 18?
Yeah.
What would you do if I told you that over half of the children that we evaluate are 7 years of age and less?
Yeah, I'm a father, so it's scary to think about that. And somehow I feel like that couldn't happen to my kids. But when I read about this, you say it's people that you trust that this
yes.
happens with.
I'd say over 95% of the time, the perpetrator is someone that's known and trusted by the child and the family, and sometimes even loved. And so when families come to Our Kids, they're just feeling there's a lot of chaos, there's a lot of distress, they feel flattened. A lot of times the caregiver feels like, I should have known, I should have seen this coming, I should have protected my child. But who would think that their father or their brother, or their boyfriend would do this to the 8-year-old daughter or the, 5-year-old little boy?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and right now we've seen a lot of really high-profile cases showing that this has happened. I mean, with the gymnasts, and I just saw one about a swimmer. I mean, so it's the awareness is out there now.
It's really out there. I think this will be my 18th year at Our Kids, and I'm not sure I remember a time, certainly in my time at Our Kids and also really in my life, that there's been this sort of movement, this openness and awareness and wanting to know more and wanting to, as Sue often says, to change the story. Let's figure out a way to become aware of it and then somehow lessen its impact on children and families and even adults who are now coming forward. It's really powerful, and I wonder in our practice whether we will see an increase in our patient volume based on everything that's happening with the Me Too movement and with the gymnast.
I guess so. I guess it does get a little bit complicated because probably many cases are unreported, and so you don't get to help as many people as you'd even like to.
Exactly. And I think that there is a general sense that child sexual abuse is the least reported, the most underreported crime ever. And so I think that our focus is really about supporting the family. The message to the child is, you have done nothing wrong. This is not your fault. And the message to the caregiver is, believe and protect your child, but also don't define your family or your child by this experience. You know, you have strengths, you're resilient, your child is resilient. That is really, really important. And I think that Holly and her colleagues do such a fantastic job of really listening and really, in a non-judgmental way, really listening and helping a family through what most of the time is one of the worst things that's ever happened to them.
We have Sue and Holly here from Our Kids, and every year we have fun. We have a great time at Soup Sunday, and there are a few tickets left for this event where we have 50 local restaurants competing in a soup competition, but it is for a serious cause, and I always want to invite them in to talk about what they do at Our Kids, because as I've learned over the years from talking to you, you do a lot, and there's not a lot of you doing what you do. And it's imperative, and it's an on-call 24/7 thing. If this hits at 1 a.m., you've got somebody there on your team. Can you tell us a little bit about your team? And it's over many counties in the Middle Tennessee area.
Sure. We cover approximately 47 counties throughout Middle Tennessee, and we have our main clinic is in Nashville. Then we have satellite clinics in Lawrenceburg, Manchester, Cookeville, and Clarksville. We staff those clinics. We also see children emergently. If something has happened to a child within a few days, then those are children that sometimes, as you said, we would get up at 3 in the morning and meet that family either in our clinic or in the emergency department. The beautiful thing to me as a nurse practitioner about our practice is that it is multidisciplinary. And so every family and child that we see them as a team. There's a nurse practitioner and a social worker, master's prepared social worker, that meets the family, talks to the child. We perform a medical exam, and then we sit down with the family and offer recommendations and information about that evaluation. But we're providing both medical and mental health support, because really, with child sexual abuse, there's so much of an emotional component. Most children's bodies are healthy. There's no injury or trauma from sexual abuse, but there is a lot of healing and information that I think we can share and then help families begin to move forward with that information. And as Sue said, looking at things a little bit differently, that yes, this was a dramatic, devastating event, but it's not who that child is. It doesn't define that child as they move forward.
Well, all those kids and families are lucky to have something like Our Kids, that it exists here. I don't know what people would do without Our Kids. We have them here today to promote this event. I'm sure you could just donate. You could just go to OurKidsCenter.com and make a donation.
Yes, absolutely.
If you can't go to Soup Sunday. Well, it's true.
Yes, it is true. Can I just say a few things about our sponsors? First of all, Lightning 100 is the most exquisite media partner ever. We love you. And Soup Sunday, the title sponsor is Ford. The presenting sponsor is U.S. Foods, and we have so many great sponsors. Rick French, J.E. Dunn, Lightning 100, as I've said, Mitsui USA Foundation, Parthenon Publishing, Twice Dailies. And this couldn't happen without the 50 generous restaurants that bring 10 gallons of soup, and they compete for all these wonderful awards, and it's a big deal. And all the generosity of the culinary judges and our celebrity judges and the silent auction, the family, you know, the family-friendly kiddo stuff is so much fun. And it's just it's a great event.
It is fun. I've been taking my kids since before they can remember when it was out at Vanderbilt Lowe's Hotel. And now we get to go up to Club Level West at Nissan Stadium. You're listening to WRLT Franklin Nashville, Lightning 100. I have Sue Fort White, Executive Director of Our Kids, and Holly Gallion, a nurse practitioner and clinic director of Our Kids, talking about Soup Sunday. It's happening out at Nissan Stadium, Club Level West, on Sunday, February 25th. Tickets in advance before they're gone at OurKidsCenter.com. Kids 3 and under are free. I know every year you go out of your way to make it a fun family event. I always bring my kids out there, and there's balloon artists and all kinds of great things.
We're also really excited. We're going green this year, and that means that for the last couple of years we've been struggling. How do we have compostable products so that there's not a lot of, you know, waste and all that? And so everything is going to either be compostable or it's going to be recyclable. We are so excited about this.
Oh, man. I get excited just starting to think about it. This time of year, it's fun to think about soup. Our kids, I got some stats here. It says that 200 restaurants have served 18,000 people 8,800 gallons of soup. That is a lot of
yes,
soup.
Yes, it is.
There's also a silent auction there. I know my wife is really good at winning silent auctions. So I always come home with
so
something. Yeah, I think I got a haircut at Scout's Barber Shop one time. So that was nice. So, but it is for a good cause.
Well, we appreciate that kind of talent. You know, winning that silent auction deal.
It takes a little effort and attention.
Actually, it does.
It does.
Some of the items, yeah. I know the guys from Moon Taxi last year, they donated a guitar, and there were some people making sure that they try and what they're trying
kept
to get
going
that.
Back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go back and try and get the next bid there before you guys call it. So it's definitely a lot of fun for a great cause. Our Kids, 31 years ago, was founded. It's the 25th anniversary of Soup Sunday on February 25th. Oh, that's your golden, that's
right?
A golden anniversary.
No, wow. It's very special.
The 25th on the 25th. That is so perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everyone who gets out there realizes what an important thing that Our Kids is in our community. You mentioned Twice Daily as a sponsor.
Yes.
I know that over the years when I'm at Twice Daily, I buy a bottle of water, and you get some money from that.
Yeah, we get a nickel every time, and that adds up to thousands and thousands of dollars every year to help us support the clinic. We're thankful for them.
You've also evaluated more than 25,000 children to date.
Yes.
So it's a heavy topic, but it's important for us to talk about it. We want to see the cases reported. And as we've been going through here in our society right now, we're seeing more and more things come to light. So we, you know, it's a thing we know happens, but it's becoming more public, and hopefully that makes more cases actually get to you so you can help people.
Well, that's right, because when the child comes to us, the abuse has stopped, and we really have this exquisite opportunity to help the family, you know, really reset and go forward and move forward. And I think that we really need to emphasize, it just takes one adult to believe.
That's awesome.
All it takes.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you so much coming in here, talking live on the radio with me, and getting ready for Our Kids Soup Sunday. I'm grateful for the opportunity to support Our Kids.
Lieutenant Dan, thank you for standing
thank
so
you.
Tall for every child in Middle Tennessee. Thank you so much.
I hope folks will join us online at OurKidsCenter.com, where you can make a donation and you can get tickets and come out, have some fun with us. Soup Sunday, it is happening on Sunday, February 25th, Nissan Stadium, Club Level West. 3 hours of all the soup you can eat. It's really a great hang as we get on some low moon. This is It on Lightning 100.